This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. This is the March 14, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading summaries of articles on oncology, hydrocephalus, and congenital malformations. Risk of radiation-induced malignancies from CT scanning in children who underwent shunt treatment before 6 years of age. A retrospective cohort study with a minimum 10-year follow-up. A clinical article by Ian White and colleagues. There is concern regarding the risk of cancer after radiation exposure from computed tomography scanning. Mathematical models and population studies predict an alarming amount of future cancers directly caused by CT scanning. Young children may be especially susceptible. Children receiving a cerebrospinal fluid shunt generally undergo multiple imaging studies over their lifetime. Patients undergoing shunt placement in infancy may have a high risk for shunt malfunction and often require multiple CT scanning sessions. Therefore, the authors consider young children undergoing shunt insertion to be at high risk for cancer caused by CT scanning. The authors studied 104 children who received a shunt prior to 6 years of age between 1991 and 2001. In total, the children underwent 1,584 scanning sessions and had 1,622 patient years of follow-up. Depending on the mathematical model, there is a 36 to 113% chance that at least one of the author's patients should develop a future malignancy. However, the authors did not find any subsequent cancers in any patients. The models are concerning and confirm the need for future studies. However, the models may overestimate risk. The authors feel that clinical data are required to either confirm or refute the estimates. Their numbers suggest that the risk is low. Further collaborative studies with larger patient numbers are needed to answer this important question. Return to system within 30 days of discharge following pediatric shunt surgery. A clinical article by Joshua Chern and co-workers. The rate of readmission after CSF shunt surgery is the highest among all pediatric surgical procedures. It has caught the attention of healthcare purchasers and hospital administrations. The intricacy of shunt surgery and the generally high medical complexity of this patient group both contribute to this observation. In this study, the authors documented that after 1,755 shunt surgeries, the readmission rate was 16.5% within 30 days of the procedure. However, only 75% of readmissions were for issues related to the index shunt surgery. There were 157 shunt revisions on readmission, which translates to a 30-day shunt revision rate of 8.9%. Interestingly, in patients with index shunt surgery that was started after 3 p.m., there was a 45% increase in the likelihood that a repeat operation would be needed. This could be associated with poor patient clinical status at presentation, but it could also be associated with a lower quality of care rendered. Future studies are underway to discern modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors associated with unplanned readmissions and reoperations. Phelem terminale lipomas, imaging prevalence, natural history, and conus position. A clinical article by Michael Cools and co-workers. Phelem terminale lipomas are being identified with increasing frequency due to the increasing utilization of magnetic resonance imaging. Although fatty phyla may be associated with tethered cord syndrome in some cases, in many cases they are diagnosed incidentally in individuals without any symptoms of tethered cord syndrome. The authors searched the imaging records at a single institution over a 14-year period to identify patients with fatty phyla on imaging. They found 436 patients. Of these, 5% presented with symptoms of tethered cord, 15% had a low-lying conus, and 5% had a syrinx. The natural history analysis included 249 patients with a mean follow-up time of 3.5 years. In the follow-up period, only one patient developed new symptoms. The authors concluded that Phelem terminale lipomas are a common incidental finding on spinal magnetic resonance imaging, and that most patients present without associated symptoms. The untreated natural history is generally benign for asymptomatic patients. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.